This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Heidi Sirwick. Sirwick was born in Columbus, Ohio on August 20, 1973. Shortly after this, her family moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, where she grew up. She went to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she earned her BA in music performance and German. She then went on to get an MFA, also at Greensboro, before taking her PhD at the University of Utah. Her work is often a hybrid of genres. It crosses boundaries, which means that Sirwick often mixes poetry and prose to tell her stories. Her books include Self-Portrait as Betty Page, Conjoining, and Fluid States, which won the Robert C. Jones Prize for Short Fiction. For 10 years, Sirwick taught at the University of North Dakota, where she edited the anthology North Dakota is Everywhere. She is now a professor at Normandale Community College, and she also teaches with the Minnesota Prison Writing Workshop. She lives in Minneapolis. Today's poem is called Jetty. Technically speaking, it's not exactly a poem, or is it? Sirwick deals with hybridity and fluid states in her topics, so it's no surprise that it's hard to classify her work as strictly a poem or as strictly a short essay. I don't know about you, but I'm not very bothered about what literature looks like or what to call it, as long as it tells me a good story and as long as it makes me think. Jetty does both of these things exceptionally well. There is a market out there for very rare perfume, and when Sirwick heard that she could buy a few drops of an uncommonly scarce fragrance called Jetty, which was originally bottled in 1927, she sent away for it, and when it arrived, she thought long and hard about how she would enjoy such a fleeting, such a precious, such a once-in-a-lifetime perfume. She had a very small vial, a little treasure of smell, that would not last for long. This is Jetty by Heidi Sirwick, from her latest collection, Fluid States. Someone scores a priceless bottle, vintage 1927, offers a sample, just a drop or two, at the bottom of a tiny tube, sold for a princely sum, which you spend. It arrives. For days you only gaze at it, attempt to sniff it through the glass, up near the stopper, to avoid opening it, using it up. You read what little description is available to prepare yourself, so when the time comes, you can attempt to appreciate it on as many levels as possible before it vanishes, gone forever. Created by Jacques Gourlain, inspired by the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb and named for an Egyptian magician famed for resurrecting the dead, Jetty is stark departure, alien, anti-Gourlairian, sucked dry of all vulpiterity, what Roy Hadov described as the driest perfume of all time. And so you select a humid night to extend the scent and apply it. Mineral, medicinal, smoke curling from a stone bowl at the limbic, liminal doorway to a tomb. Outside, the smell of dry, reedy, vetiver carried on a hot wind blowing over sun-baked bones. And something animalic, a jackal sinuous in the background, an ephemeral ghost raised briefly from the past. And though you stay awake as long as possible, you descend to dreams, disquieted. In the morning, Jetty has dissipated like smoke, distant country you can never again visit, sunk beneath the sand.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.